one, which feels good, it's a lot to sort through, which feels overwhelming. Just thinking about finding the perfect teachers that would come into alignment and making sure that they're on your wavelength as they will be representing you is sort of a daunting task if you approach it in that way. But if instead you acknowledge that you're going to let law of attraction carry this, and that you will establish who you are and let law of attraction bring to you. That's why the internet is so satisfying. You put yourself there, and those that are a match to you, one way or another, will find you. There are a lot of people who are working very hard on the internet to get out there and make things happen. And they find it a frustrating experience because they're going after it rather than letting it come to them, you see. So we would encourage you to first establish your mood or attitude, because we heard somewhere that it's 90% that. And then we would encourage you to establish your website. We know it's already established, but let that be, put your emphasis on making it feel. In other words, apply your criteria to your website and then trust that those who are seeking will make their way to you.
And they have. I'm smiling as you were saying that, because we haven't sought out anyone. And the mix of people that have come to us.
Good.
Have just, I want to say almost one each of everything. And no sooner than we see, this would be such a good aspect to have here. Suddenly an email comes in, or suddenly something else, and it's just everything coming to us instead of us forcing that.
Perfect.
So thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Second question, children. I have a 5.5-year-old and a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, just turned 4. My husband and I have very strong beliefs, and it's based on the fact that as adults, so many of us here in this room, after what we've gone through in our lives, are seeking to return to a lot of that innocence or unencumbered state that children so naturally come by. We want to foster that in our children. I've worked with my 5.5-year-old with manifesting, and she knows the terminology. I'm introducing her to law of attraction, different concepts and theories, and she does really well with it. It's a level of comfort for her. It isn't like she sits there and says, okay, I'm going to close my eyes and I want to manifest a bike or a Barbie doll. It's concepts that she works with that are very comfortable. I'd like to know more of what we can do with children, not just our own children, but children in general, to continue to foster where they are at that age so that they don't have to get to adulthood and work to learn downstream.
Well, some of what you are saying is a bit upstream, because you're remembering what was hard for you and wanting to prevent it for in your own children's experience. And so it is a bit upstream, your approach here.
Okay.
Well-meaning, certainly, but you can, in other words, when you are interacting with your children and you see something that is pleasing to you, amplify that. When you are interacting with your children and you see something that does not please you, if you can withdraw your attention from it. In other words, amplify the parts of their experience and behavior that you think would benefit them while you de-emphasize the parts that would not. But let us start in a more basic place. Think in terms of what the role of most adults are as they interface with children. And most of them are, in a well-meaning way, most are well-meaning, wanting to prepare their children for the world. It's a socialization process. And so most of them, in their way, just as you did just now, are approaching the socialization process in a sort of guarded stance. Almost everyone who's interacting with children is trying to teach them behavior that will keep them out of trouble, trying to teach them a behavior that will make their life go better. In other words, it's really a rare person who interacts with any child that is not trying to socialize them by remembering everything that could possibly go wrong and then offering a tremendous amount of exercise or processes